Romans chapter 12, verse 10 from the English Standard Version. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. I love that. Hey, happy Sunday to you. This already final Sunday in the month of May 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. I am so glad that you're here. Go ahead and kick your shoes off, or if you're getting ready for church, put them back on. Sunday Worship is a program that is all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we gather together every Sunday to really prepare our hearts and our minds on King Jesus. So go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, and let's lift up the name that is above every name. Here's music from Travis Cottrell as we start things off here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, your name, your name. Name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. God, you give and take away. You give and take away. And my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be. I will bless your name.
blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will
you are enjoying that Sunday morning cup of coffee. It is Joey Kroll. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am so glad to be here with you today. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we have been justified by faith. It was Stanley Baldwin who once said, I am one of those who'd rather sink with faith than swim without it.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever.
Deliver us.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Right, we will glorify. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and remember when Peter walked out of the boat to walk on the water? He literally stepped out of the boat. Think about that for a second. He stepped out of the boat. But was Peter going overboard? He was literally taking a step of faith with his eyes fixed on Jesus. And often when we step out in faith, it may appear that we're going overboard, but are we really? Friend, can you go overboard in your faith toward God? I don't think so. When our passion is no longer on the Lord, then that's when we're going overboard. When you love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul, it's okay to step out and go all out for God, because in Him, the only way to go overboard is to not go overboard enough.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home.
there's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
That's right. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Enjoyed my cup of coffee here with you today. It's Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. And, you know, as children of God, we are called to praise the Lord. You do know that, right? Psalm 145, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
Awesome God, he reigns from heaven above.
for listening to Sunday Worship.
I see.
It's Selah and Hosanna right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on listener-supported Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll here with you. It's the 26th day already of May 2019. Where did the time go? I'll tell you. But hey, I greatly appreciate just hanging out here with you. Just want to remind you of a couple of things. We have a wonderful concert with Ivan Parker coming up. What is it? 2-3 weeks away. It's on Saturday night, June the 8th at 7 p.m. First United Methodist Church in Urbana. You can get more details on that by visiting our website. It's greatnewsradio.org. Greatnewsradio.org. That's going to be one night you really don't want to miss. Singing Men of GNN are going to be performing as well. It's a free will love offering taken up for the general open seating. But there's a great special opportunity for VIP seating as well. So all that and more at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with the Lord's people. But in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.